Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
I mean, life comes and life comes at you, and life comes at you fast. But I'm telling you, when you serve God, you've got weaponry, armed and dangerous weaponry. God is an amazing God. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald, pastor of Caring and Sharing Spirituality. That's CAST Ministries. God is such a good God. It's such an honor and pleasure to have the opportunity to come to you to worship and to praise the Lord with you. I always have the testimony of his goodness unto me. He never slacks. He never fails for loving me and for loving you. And the way he just carefully, strategically just takes time, it's amazing. Just amazing to watch his handiwork and to watch how he carefully chooses to love us. I mean, it's astounding just to see his love and care from day to day. And just giving you strength, dangers seen and unseen. And it's just beautiful to share. And I'd like to give you our calling number. Rarely remember to do so, but I am momentarily. 347-677-1854. 347-677-1854. Feel free to call in with your prayer requests, questions, and, you know, just let your heart be available to talk about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done in your life, because I know he's done some great things, because he's not a guy that slacks with anybody at all if you'll just love him and allow him to love you. That seems to be, you know, as I counsel and I talk to people, an arduous task, just allowing God to love you the way he wants to love you. But in order for that to happen, you know, you have to be willing to wait for him. But is it perfection worth waiting for? When God does a thing, it is magnificent. And here's a little hint. It's only going to happen in a miraculous way when there's no one else, nothing else that can get the credit. I mean, nothing. I got a text today, and I mean, we've been waiting for over half a year for the Lord to move on this. But the way he moved, I wrote back in the quote of the scripture, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he moveth it whithersoever. And I'm telling you, quick, fast, in a hurry, after waiting all this time, 2 weeks, bam, done with extraordinary outcome, monetary, extraordinary outcome. Everything that's been struggled with for the past 3-4 years, and waiting 6 months, or just waiting, she has for God to just move. When he moves, you know it's him. And that's the kind of God we serve. He said, the people will know that I am sent you. So he doesn't play. When he moves, you beyond a shadow of a doubt, everyone involved will know that it was just the Lord. And the way God does it, he protects his little ones that he loves, and that will be us, the ones that serve him, the ones that adore him, the ones that wait for us, the protection that he gives. So that's why he says, he told Joshua, fear not. He says, have I not told thee to be courageous? Have I not told thee? Let me get that so I can quote that correctly, because that is such a powerful statement. I mean, it's not like I'm giving you a choice. I'm telling you what to do. I'm telling you why to do it. And then watch me work when you do it. Woo! I'm telling you, he's a God worth serving. I believe it's in the first chapter of Joshua. Let me move here. I love, anytime I'm facing a conflict that just seems insurmountable, it's like, here we go, God. I pull this scripture out, and it just strengthens me. And that's what the word of God will do to you and for you. Okay, let's find it here. It's just amazing.
stand before thee. Be strong in thee, good courage. That's the first chapter, 6. But I was looking where I have mine. Oh, that's what the word was. Command it. I remember the word. Let me see if I can find exactly what he says. He says, have I not commanded thee? It's like, this is the law, and this is the way it's going to be instructed. I still don't see that particular. I'll just go with the one I do see. The first chapter of Joshua in the 5th verse, says, he said, there shall not be any man able to stand before thee in all, Jesus, in all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. In the 6th verse, be strong and be of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide the inheritance of the land, which I swear unto their fathers. 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all that according to the law. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, God's a lawyer here, and he's a good businessman. When he tells you to do something, there's an if, a but, and an and. He says, only be thou. But his guarantees, oh my goodness, his guarantees are just amazing. I mean, they come with such stuff and such reward and such, who wouldn't want to? Well, I guess if you don't know, you don't know. But my goodness, that's why we're on here today, to tell you. Because we want you to know what the word of the Lord says and how God will just move on your behalf for you. If you believe him, the key factor, the liquid asset is faith. He can't, if you don't do it, believe him, he will not do it. He commands you to be strong in him and the power of his might. Have I not commanded you? You know, he just expects you to believe that he is God. And sometimes my heart just kind of weeps. I'm like, God, you're always having to prove to us that you are God. And I was speaking with one of my clients today, and we were just talking about the miracles of God. And we were saying, man, that's so astounding. But here's the thing. He is God. And for him, that's how he does things. My subject, and it brings me to our subject, we're finishing up. This is November. Actually, today is one of my children's birthday. We start out in November. There are 4 of them. So happy birthday, Joseph. And in this month, we're finishing the 17th verse of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. We studied this entire year, putting on the whole armor of God, and there's 6 armor parts. And we took one armor and studied for 2 months long. So November, we're finishing up salvation. And then in December, I'm finishing up for Sunday, that's what that is. So when next week we'll start the next part of November. This is, I teach on Sunday, what I do for Sunday and Wednesday and Thursday. But then in the first Sunday in November, I will start on the 18th verse, which is with all prayer and supplications in the spirit watching. So we'll be talking about the word of God. But right now we're finishing up this helmet of salvation, our last teaching on it. So my subject is beast head strong. And normally the connotation that you're just so headstrong, you're just so stubborn. Yeah, I want to put a little twist on that. Be determined, be that kind of headstrong towards God. You know, and an example you can go by is Saul Paul. I mean, when Paul was so headstrong, was he strong and determined, doing it the wrong way. But God took that same headstrongness and changed his name to Saul. And the same way he diligently did things incorrectly, killing in the name of God, he turned around once he got the vision and realized it was Jesus. But he used that same headstrongness So it can be a good connotation. Be headstrong using God's strength. Our subject, be headstrong using God's strength. And subtopic, let the weak say, I am strong. So many times, well, I'm just not strong enough to do that. Well, I just don't have that kind of faith. I'm not like you. I can't resist this. You know, my flesh cries out and I'm just not. When you would tell your flesh to shut up, sit down, and be quiet. And just pulling your desires and putting a rein on them and say, Lord, I love you more. Hey, I'm going to be strong about that. I love you more than I love what I feel my needs are, that I just have to do. I just have to. He said, but Lord, I love you. Being strong about that. How do you strengthen yourself? Strengthen yourself in the word. It works. It works. It works. I'm telling you, we got the results today of it working. When you pull yourself in and choose God over your body and over your thoughts and over your emotions and over your feeling, you be headstrong about being determined that he's first. I had to learn a hard lesson about who was first. I just thought, sure, it was him. And not that first commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all your strength, with all your heart, and all your soul. Really? That's the first commandment. I'm telling you, most of us go by what we feel and how it's coming along today. And I'm, you know, the Lord knows. Yeah, he sure does. And he sent his spirit here so that you would know. That's exactly what he did. And it works. Oh, example, the apostles, the 11 after Judas, they never backslid. They never gave into their faith, into their flesh. They let their faith, they were headstrong about their faith. They did not mess up. The Holy Ghost worked in them. Prior to Jesus leaving, when they didn't have his spirit in him, they were doubters and wondering. He would say, oh, ye of little faith, oh, ye of no faith, oh, ye of weak faith. I mean, he was slapping, going back and forth. But bam, when the Holy Ghost came, because it says, you shall have power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I had such an incredible opportunity the other day to speak to a pastor, and he has a big sign. It's in another state on his church, and I ministered there not recently. And it said, we serve the Lord in spirit and truth. I said, so, okay, let's talk about that spirit. I said, that spirit came from God. It was what God died for. He said, I must go away to send you a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. I said, have you received that spirit? And it was so beautiful. He says, I need to be pastor. There's some things I don't know. I haven't been exposed to. I don't have an understanding about it. He says, but I'm ready to hear and receive. And that's the position that we have to, as being as children coming, saying, Abba, Father, what is it you want me to learn? What is, I call it the more, is there, what more is there for me? Because that's why we have so many religious stance. We kind of pick and choose. Our faith does this. Our faith does that. Our faith does this. Our faith does that. Okay. Well, how about just going to the Word of God and seeing what he said? Because after all, that's what you're going to stand for. So be headstrong in following the Word of God. It works. I chose the scriptures in Mark 4th chapter and the 35th verse through the 41st verse, and I'll read that. And remember, our subject is be headstrong using God's strength. All right, Mark 4th chapter 35th verse. And the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when he had sent away the multitude, 36, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. 35. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. So in other words, the water was in the ship. 38. And he was in the hinder parts of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awakened him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? 39. He arose, he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. 40. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Now we're to the part where Jesus is describing it as, you have no faith. Other places he says, little faith, weak faith. Right here he's saying, no faith. 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. Even though Jesus was with him, they didn't know who he was. And that's why we have so many religious. Jesus may be around, but we don't know who he is. haven't really had that conversation in the spirit with him and felt him move. Haven't had it. Oh my God, he said, I come that you might have life. Hallelujah. And that more abundantly. Again, the number is 347-677-1854. And you can call in. God is an amazing God. Oh, someone just called in and call again. Let's see. I'll see if I can answer it. Let's do this. See if that works. Hello? Well,
hello. It's Jerusha.
Hallelujah. Oh, my. People. You do not understand.
I didn't realize the time. Like, it's like right now. I'm so busy thinking about my own time, you know?
Right. I put Eastern Standard Time, but it was, and I was just getting ready to go on the air, and I thought, oh, I should call Jerusalem. So she's out in Las Vegas. She's on 3 hours behind the Eastern Standard Time. So it's like 7-ish after 7 o'clock there. I'm so glad you called in. Oh, my goodness. You are such a fit. I don't know if you've heard what we're talking about, but being hands-on using God's strength.
You
didn't hear prior? Say it again.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So our subject is be headstrong using God's strength. And I'm finishing up putting on the helmet of salvation. We've studied for the year the whole armor of God. And you're like a perfect fit. Because the scripture I chose was in Mark when they were on the ship and they were being overcome by the water and Jesus was asleep. And they said, don't you care that we perish? And he gets up and says, peace be still. And then they said, what manner of man is this? So this is a fearless woman. And God responded to them, was like, why do you have no faith? He, you know, sometimes he said little faith a week. This time he said no. This is a woman of faith. I just want you to share, oh my goodness, what you do and how you go and just with faith in God, fearlessly go to Africa, not knowing whatever, and the Lord just supplies. The floor is yours. Go for it.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm a crazy woman. I tell everybody it's not my fault. God made me this way. But at the same time, I'm an adventurous woman. I was adventurous before I got saved. And so it just was preparing me after I got saved to go into deep waters. But what can I say? It was just, it was a moment that I had been waiting for because I knew that God had impregnated me with Africa and the cry of Africa, and I was just waiting on the doors to open. And so when the door opened, I stepped in, not even knowing who I was going to see, who was going to house me, not knowing anything, didn't even know the language, but I did get on the plane, and I'm going to be honest, I was scared at first. As soon as I got on that plane, fear left me, and God gave me divine favor everywhere I went with man and just everything. And after I got on the plane and arrived in Nairobi and then had to take another flight that was 3 hours away into the jungle, that's when I was like, oh, my God, I don't know where I'm going, who I'm meeting with. And it was just totally a faith walk. Who's going to meet me at this place I'm going across the Indian Ocean? And Lord and behold, I ended up being with a family that housed me, Bishop and his son, Reverend Bushibi and Bishop Bushibi. And I tell you, it was the journey it was the best thing of my life. I've been to South Africa, but it's so westernized. It's like being in America. But Kenya not only was a huge faith walk, but there was a huge deposit because they have no power. I had no contact with my family for 3 months until once in a while I could. Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, I had no phone. And so, they use generators, the church does, so when they have to pay for gas. So it's real expensive. So it's a luxury to have a generator. So when they did, we'd go to the church and quickly get on the computer. And I said, Jerusha, you can get on Facebook and leave a message with your family. I was like, oh. So it was quite an experience. It was detoxing for me. I had to get detoxed from all of the vices that are attached to us being, in the Western world, American world. But it was one of the greatest deposits in my life spiritually, and just launched me out a quantum leap in the spirit and just hearing God on a whole nother level.
That's
you got quiet.
Beautiful. And what I want our listeners to hear is that when God, I have a little saying that I've developed over the last few years, when God brings it to you, it's for you. It's not for your imagination. It's for you to do.
Absolutely.
And I leave out the word how, because that's such an obstacle. I'm like, you brought it to me. It's for me. I'm going to be doing it. And the how is your problem, and we know you don't have any problems, so it's solved. And when you do that, it just comes together.
Well, you're a perfect example. We know I know your journey, and I guess the Bible says iron sharpens iron, and the amazing part, we both have the same last name, and just to see the journey you've gone, and the transition, and your fate, and so. It was like a bling bling moment. I call it a being moment, where both of us, were in this place and being called to deeper waters.
Right.
To step into the deep, not religion, but to step into the deep by faith.
Right. Yeah. By faith.
That's right.
And what was the coolest thing, audience, is that when we saw each other, I was in Las Vegas. I think I was there performing.
Right.
And whatever the group was, you were familiar with them. That was my first, I think, introduction to them. But when we saw each other, we got 90 seconds. When we saw each other, the spirits connected. I mean, it was like, whoa.
Yeah, like a Mary and Elizabeth moment. It was just like, poof.
Really was, That was so unique. And then as we started integrating, we found out about how when God brings something to us, we were doing it, it's great to just integrate. And we're about to, and we've got 60 seconds. So I just want you to end with a prayer for us.
All righty, will do. Father God, we thank you and we give you praise for this opportunity to come together as two women, powerful women of God that are carriers of your seed of your word. And not only the carrier of your seed, we're the manifestation of the seed of the word made flesh, the very oracles of God. Bless the listening audience, oh God, and cause the pregnant bellies in us to cause the seed in them to leap from the womb, oh God, and them into the deeper depths of the call that is on their life. Father, I decree and I declare that it is so, and that it is so in them on earth as it is in heaven, and they shall be living epistles read by all men. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yeah.
And amen.
Hey,
hallelujah. Glory.
I feel it. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Love you and thank you. How
love
powerful.
You thank you.
We'll be blessed, audience, and we'll talk again. Woo.